You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time again. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at today's scintillating seven race card at Ballybrit over in Galway. Of course, it is day six of their festival on Saturday, August the 5th. So we've got, as ever, competitive racing throughout the course of the day. More quantity than quality, you could say today. Lots of tricky-looking handicaps and maidens alike. Now real hugely big, classy events, so to speak. But the 305 certainly has brought together a really competitive field of handicap hurdlers to get our teeth stuck into. So we'll deal with that in due course. The first race we're going to be taking a look at, of course, is the 2:30, the first race on the card. It's the extended 2 miles maiden hurdle, in which we've got several interesting runners from powerful stables, such as Big Ben, Adeyun and Mountain Rock. They're going to dominate the betting, and Big Ben probably deserves to be favourite based on his eye-catching run first time out behind Stabber Companion. Land of Hope and Glory, of course, went on to have a really good season as a juvenile hurdler. This horse hasn't been seen since, but he's been gelded subsequently, and he wears the tongue tie first time out. So he's obviously had one or two slight internal issues to deal with. But if he runs up to that level and he handles the ground, of course, he's going to be a serious factor in a race of this nature. Mountain Rocky also has been plying his trade in some very good company of late under both codes. Of course, this horse was good enough to finish eighth in the champion bumper behind Feyenoord at the Cheltenham Festival. Decent effort last time out beyond Motmahale Boy at Down Royal over hurdles, and he also ran well on the flat the other day beyond Sandy Mount. Duke, of course, ran really well in the Galway Plate, finishing fifth here on Wednesday. And at the prices, I'd probably just go with Adrian Keithley's charge, because he's already proven that he handles his ground. Of course, Jet Streaming won for the County Kildare handler the other day.
Race 2.
On to the second race, and probably the best race on the card, certainly the most competitive. And there's a couple here that do make some sort of appeal to me. After Rain would be one of them. If he goes anywhere near running the same level as he did two starts back at Punchestown when he was fourth behind Open Eagle, he'd certainly have a chance here, because look at the horses that were in behind him that day. The likes of Renetti, Thomas Hobson and Swamp Fox have all gone on to win big races subsequently. And given that he was very strong there in the finish, one would imagine that this 2 mile, 6 furlong contest would suit him right down to the ground. The other one to mention is the Old Warrior, Hidden Cyclone, who, despite top weight, has got every chance of running another solid race here at a track that plays into his strengths. He ran really well here behind Whiskey Sour here in the big amateur rider race on the first day of the festival, doing all his best work at the end. Certainly to suggest nowadays that distances in and around the 2 mile mark are way too short for this horse. So the rhythm of this race over 2 mile 6 on softish ground, of course he's won on heavy ground before, should be absolutely ideal. He's got Davy Russell booked as well, which has got to be seen as a positive. Odds around about 14, 16 to 1 for a Hidden Cyclone are also quite appealing.
Race number 3.
On to the 3:40 then, and the eagerly awaited reappearance of Amadeo Modigliani will be very much on everyone's radar here today. He really caught the eye first time out with an unfancied 20-1 poke behind Stabber Companion Gustav Klimt. I do like the way this horse finished off his race down the outside. Indeed, he looks a horse with a very bright future on the evidence of that effort. And you'd imagine this horse will be contesting some pattern races over middle distances next year, given his pedigree and, indeed, of course, the way he finished off first time up. So hopefully Amadeo Modigliani can get off the mark at the second time of asking. Certainly, it would be a shock if he didn't.
Race 4.
On to the 4:15 then, which is a 7 furlong nursery. And Deep Breath sets a very high standard for the rest to keep up with here. First time out, she managed to lower the colours of Sankari Royale from the Johnny Murta stable. Of course, has gone in since. Back in fourth as Island Affair. That's won as well. Nothing wrong with her run next time out the Curragh. She probably just found the ground a little bit on the quick side after getting a little bit too far back. But she did run on quite nicely in the end to finish third behind Golden Spell, who's gone on to run well in Patton Company subsequently. The only thing we don't really know is whether she hammered the ground or not. But being by Bated Breath, there's a good chance that she will. And if she does, then she's by far and away the best horse in this race. And for Marco, just 76, I do think this horse is way better than that. Then Deep Breath, hopefully, will give favourite backers some cheer there in the 4:15.
Race 5.
On to the 450 then, a very competitive handicap, and quite a few of these have run early on in the week. Indeed, the first six or seven in the betting, Guanabara Bay, Atlas, Dinky Inti, both Satchel Avalanche, Gronya's Dream, all ran here at Ballybrit in a previous race in midweek. And of those six or seven I mentioned, then Avalanche and Dinky Inti are the two that I'd probably have a few quid each way on here. Dinky Inti, well, she proved that soft ground and 7 furlongs and a stiff track and a strongly run race are certainly no barrier to her success here the other day. In fact, she was very strong in the finish when she saw off a persistent series of challenges in the latter stages. Nicely drawn again with Gary Halpin on board, of course, gets on well with this filly. She will do for me as the number one choice. And the other one to mention is Avalanche from the Tom O'Mara stable. He also ran really well here a couple of days ago, finishing fourth behind Mahel Boy. And he did really well, considering he was stuck out on the wing for a majority of that race. And he got slung wide into the home turn. But he kept on quite well in the latter stages to finish just on the heels of the front runners. Drawn in stall six, much better draw today. I'd also expect Avalanche to go well there in the fifth race.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is up at 5:25. Mile and a half handicap here. And Dermot Weld's had a Richard week, albeit he's had one or two that have run quite nicely. There's a decent chance, however, that Dalton Highway might just be able to get his name on the board, considering that he goes really well at this track. He also has got some very good speed figures behind him, including that victory at Navan. Last year when he started very strongly to win in a very fast time. Very eye-catching run by this horse first time, and nice, by the way, ridden by an inexperienced apprentice. He finished off his race very, very tenderly from the back of the field over a distance way short of his best. Unfortunately, he's got stall 17 to contend with, but you never know. If they do race off the inside fence here at Galway today, which is often the case when the ground goes soft, then that draw of 17 could actually play into his strengths. So definitely Dalton Highway is way up on the shortlist here. And the other one to mention is Detailed from the Joseph O'Brien stable. She's finally getting her act together. Good run two starts ago. Hamilton was followed by a win down in Ballinrobe the other day when she stayed on very strongly in the latter stages, having been given a great ride by Donica O'Brien. Empress Isle, who finished third, boosted that form with a win here last night at Galway. And there's every chance if she handles the ground, she could also be a major factor.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and the one that stands out here in this 2 mile bumper for mares is True Self, having her first run for Willie Mullins. Of course, she used to be with Don Cancelon when she was trained in Great Britain, and she ran an eye-catching race first time out at Warwick when, to be fair, she was the best horse in the race, but she rather chucked it away by running a little bit green and wandering under pressure, stargazing in the latter stages. However, the horse that beat her, Sherling, is a very useful horse trained by Brian Ellison, and that horse went on to advertise the form several times subsequently. Hopefully, Willie Mullins could have ironed out any kinks that she's got temperament-wise, because if so, then she's going to be a formidable opponent for the rest to deal with here, because she's clearly got all that talent in the world. So True Self, a very strong vote there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you have a successful day punting at Ballybrit this afternoon. And if not, well, you've got one more chance to get some money back in the kitty, because we're going to deal with the final day of the action at the Galway Festival tomorrow. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.